Time once again for our roundup of the week's gaming news. We are joined in the studio by Sonny and Jordan, and we kick off with a story about industry icon Hideo Kojima. He's released his second trailer for his new game. Tell us more about that.
Death Stranding has a concept trailer released at the 2016 Game Awards, and it shows a dystopian future where the world of man and machine has kind of been mixed together, and it's also got fans theorizing that the themes are based around oil consumption and the evil of industry.
Okay, and who is Hideo Kojima? You hear his name mentioned a lot. Yeah. What is he to the gaming world?
He's like the big guy, essentially. He's like the he's the developer everyone wants to be. He's like ex Konami guy. He was kicked out of there, and now he runs his own studio funded by Sony, and he's making Death Stranding with Norman Reedus.
So everybody's looking to what he's doing for the next big thing. The Game of the Year awards have taken place over the last few days, and with it, Overwatch won 3 awards.
Overwatch has won 3 awards this year, which many people I say it is controversial and bad, but it is a great game. This year it's won Game of the Year General, Best Esports Game of the Year.
Esports Game of the Year.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So like professional gamers, and also Best Multiplayer. For some reason,
I was trying to work out where the sporting athletic kind of element of Overwatch was, but okay, you saved that. And also, we've had a new trailer for The Last of Us 2 as well.
The Last of Us 2 trailer released a few days ago, and it showed the original characters from the first game, but older. Ellie looks around to be 17, and she's shown in the trailer playing a guitar. And a lot of people have mixed feelings about this, because the first game was a huge success, but obviously people want this to be as big as possible, but a lot of people also want this to stay a PlayStation exclusive, kind of like the first one was for quite a while.
And also this week we have updates for Grand Theft Auto 4, otherwise known as GTA. Tell us more about that.
That was like really surprised everyone, really. Be like, no one expected Rockstar to look back at their old game and re-update it, essentially, because of how much support they're putting into GTA 5. But they it's a compatibility fix, essentially, with Windows 8.1 and Windows 10. A lot of older games didn't really work with the new OS, so it's essentially fixed that. And a lot of like bugs and errors that were in the game's code has been fixed. So it's great for people who still play the game, really.
Now, okay, on to the new releases for this week. We kick off with what's coming out on December the 9th, Space Hulk Deathwing.
This is Games Workshop's new game, based around the Warhammer franchise, where you play as a space marine in the Imperial Legion, taking out swarms of Tyranids, essentially.
On to December the 12th, we have a couple of games. Gods and Idols is out on the PC.
Gods and Idols is pretty much an MMO RTS where you essentially create the universe and play God.
Okay, fair enough. And Bastion's also out on the Xbox One as well.
Bastion is a dungeon crawler, isometric third-person game, and it seems really colourful and happy for the most part. And you play as a kid collecting these shards to power a rock or some sort of structure.
Now, on to December the 13th, Shantae, the Half-Genie Hero, is out on the Wii U. The very mention of those four letters, W-I-I-I and U, strikes fear into our heart every week, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's basically just another platformer for the Wii U.
Okay, like we needed another. Okay, fair enough. No, nothing else to add on there, just dead air there. Space Jammers is out on the PC.
Space Jammers looks to be like Hotline Miami, which is a top-down bullet hell style video game.
And Wild Guns Reloaded comes out on the PlayStation 4 on the same day.
This is a very old game, actually, that's been remastered for the new systems. It's a side-scrolling shooter with big bosses, big enemies, and lots of power-ups. It's going to be a very hard game, but I'm definitely going to buy it.
And The Little Acre is out on the Xbox One, PS4, and PC. This one had you all confused in the office, I noticed earlier on.
It's a point-and-click adventure game similar to Monkey Island, except this one is really well made with the animations and the acting. I think I will actually have to check this one out because it looks really interesting.
It looks very manga, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it doesn't appear to be that Japanese.
It looks like something made by Studio Ghibli, but yeah. It's very Western, you can tell from the art style.
And finally, a quick look ahead to December the 20th, because although we don't normally go that far ahead, a lot of people buying presents at the moment, The Walking Dead Season 3.
This is the big one. This is the game everyone's been waiting for. It's got the same characters as the old one. Not to spoil anything, but Clementine's still alive. she's not dead, she didn't die. It's The Walking Dead's a choice-based strategy, well, it's not strategy, role-playing game, where you live in the Walking Dead universe and you have to play and evolve with your choices. The game remembers everything you do, and it's all about player interactivity.
Well, that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Don't forget to email us if you have any more questions. Email Sonny at accessradio.biz, that's Sony, or Jordan, which will be Jordon, at accessradio.biz, and let us know the stories that you think should get covered in the week. We'll be back with more gaming news updates next week.